Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN, Andrea Darlis, Esmeralda Leon.
Hi.
We are here until noon. Thanks to John Williams for letting us sit in. We thought we'd kind of round out the show and have a little fun. Our friend Jason Balin is here, Chicago chef extraordinaire, president of Whipped and Beaten Culinary Works, and of course the author of the very famous Get in the Kitchen Bitches cookbook series. How you doing?
Absolutely. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Jason and I met on the golf course many years ago, and he starts telling me we instantly bonded. And he said, you have to try some of my recipes in my cookbooks. And your recipes are so fun and so easy and so great. Tell us how you got into cooking and your great cookbooks and you know, some of the names of some of my favorite dishes, too.
Absolutely. So with any great story, this one started with alcohol. And I was out drinking heavily with some friends at a bar. And they said, you should write a cookbook. I said, no, you should get in the kitchen, bitches. And then I said, wait a second. What if I wrote a cookbook called Get in the Kitchen, Bitches? And I did. And it sold 25,000 copies. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Great names, excuse me, for the recipes. We were just talking. Andrea likes the on your knees chicken, which is basically a chicken in a lemon butter sauce.
Delicious.
Then there's bend me over beef, which is a beef dish that's braised in red wine and an onion.
Are you noticing a trend here?
The
recipes are very easy to make.
They sound delicious.
Yes, well, actually, there's three levels of skill in the book. The easy level that Andrea likes is dumbass.
Yeah. And I'm fine. I'm so good with that because I love to cook, but I don't have, you know, a lot of spices in my cabinet now, thanks to Jason. Yeah. I do.
Well, there you go. Yes, because I've got a spice line as well. We've got the Spank It Copita Grecian blend, which Andrea likes to use.
My favorite.
My Leaning Tower Italian blend, my favorite, the Smoky Pole Barbecue blend. So
it's wonderful. You're also the CEO of the newly formed Elite Association for Tasty Mealtime Enterprises. You want the acronym for that?
Yes, we'll say that slowly. The Elite Association for Tasty Mealtime Enterprises, or as I like to call it, Eat Me.
Which is perfect because it's a cooking company. And it's great, though, because it raises awareness about some delicious products or some delicious recipes that might be overlooked.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was online and I saw some, you know, great videos, and it looked like people love to cook with these prepackaged products. You know, they used Pillsbury dough or they used some sort of Kraft barbecue sauce. And I wasn't really a fan of these highly processed foods. So I started doing some research and I found that there are thousands of companies out there that make these small batch, amazing culinary products.
Yeah.
And so I started cooking with them and made recipes with them as well as, and posted those videos online. And people were like, you know, where can I get these great products? Because they don't have $1 million to be, you know, on the store shelves. They don't have $1 million to put advertising campaigns into your living room every day. So I thought, why don't I make a website that has all my recipes and also all of these products on? So it's shopeatme.com. Now I need to warn your listeners a little bit. So it's shopeatme.com. Don't forget shop, because you'll get porn.
Yes.
So
yes.
Shopeatme.com, good. Eatme.com, naughty.
There was a restaurant in Chicago. Remember Red Light, which was off of Halsted and Randolph? Great. It was Pan-Asian cooking. It was wonderful. But I was trying to get a reservation, so I did redlight.com instead of redlightchicago.com.
Do you have a yearly subscription to something that you can't get rid of?
I couldn't get rid of it off my computer for the longest time, but I think I'm okay now.
I wonder right now, what are you seeing that's exciting and new?
Well, I can actually point out to a couple of recipes that I am making. A lot of people, so what you're seeing online is you're seeing all these great recipes, as I said, using prepackaged foods. People don't have a lot of time. Some of these companies that I found a great salsa company that has infused salsa. They put like coffee and espresso in one of their sauces. They have blue cheese in another salsa. Ooh. So I took their blue cheese salsa. First, before that, I actually made a great mac and cheese with one of the companies, a Hawaiian spice blend and a hot sauce. Took that mac and cheese, stuffed it into this chicken roll, breaded it and fried it, and then I topped it with the salsa.
Oh.
And it's
yes,
a blue
please.
Cheese, crispy chicken amazingness. And then another great thing is it's so easy to make wings these days. I found another company with this balsamic vinegar that has, you know, fruit-infused balsamic vinegar. Mm-hmm. I took their passion fruit balsamic, and I have a Hawaiian company that has hot mustard sauce, and I put them together, and added a little whiskey because everything's better with alcohol, and made a great wing with it, and it was amazing.
Very nice. And you can find all these products.
All these recipes and the products at shopeatme.com. Nice. Remember the shop or else you get born.
I know so much of it. And you, yeah, exactly, right? Tagline. I love that, right? That's got to be the little asterisk on it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So much of it, Jason. And I know you are a big person. You know, you kind of, you go into the kitchen or you go, you know, you're home and you try all these different recipes. Is so much of it trial and error? Like you take things that people might love, like blue cheese and peanut butter, and infuse those. Not necessarily those, because that might be an odd combo. Mm-hmm. But is so much of it trial and error and trying to infuse things that, that people really enjoy the taste of?
Well, for cooks, and I'm not a trained chef, but I am a home cook, and I know how to cook. We have an innate sort of ability to know what flavors sort of are paired together, and that's why people look to us for recipes. And so when I look at, you know, all the different products out there, like I just talked about that passion fruit, I'm like, wow, a great mustard would, you know, spice that up, the passion fruit vinegar. It's really somewhat innate, but it is definitely trial and error. There are things that, I mean, I'd say 80% of my recipes are good, and then 20% fail really miserably.
But, it's funny how foods try. I mean, macaroni and cheese, we all grew up eating mac and cheese, loved it. Mm-hmm. Then there was this huge mac and cheese trend, and they opened, or grilled cheese even too. So trying old staples and making them more modern.
Absolutely. And that's a lot of what the recipes you'll find on shopeatme.com is I take things that people don't really think about and make new new products with them. A great example of that is egg roll wrappers. I have found that egg roll wrappers are great for anything. I make a toasted Reuben in an egg roll. I make a ham and cheese egg roll, and then pulled pork. You put that in an egg roll wrapper or a wonton wrapper, and you fry them up. It is amazing.
Is it hard to do, though?
No, actually, that's the easy part, because the egg rolls are so easy to make. You just basically roll them up, and then you either pan fry them and then steam them a little bit. It takes literally 10 minutes. And those recipes are good.
And then that's another side of your business, how you have cooking lessons.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. So I'm a single guy, and I'd say I'm a good-looking single guy.
Absolutely.
I can't decide why I'm single still. So I was looking for other avenues. I saw speed dating. Yeah. I saw, you know, I strut my stuff at the street fest now and then. And then I even thought about maybe, you know, selling myself on a Lakeview corner. But,
oh,
you know,
goodness.
All these things.
You might need a lawyer for that.
Exactly.
But yeah. website.
Yes. I couldn't find ways to meet people. So I thought, why don't I make a cooking class for singles? And so I've started this up now. I've got two classes. The first one is actually for single gay men, and it's called Greased, Pounded, and Basted. And that is happening July 12th. And if you want to join that class, just go to getinthekitchenbitches.com. You'll find that one. And then the next one is for straight men and women. It is called Cooking for Love in All of the Wrong Places.
Yeah.
And that will it's not scheduled yet, but it will happen late summer or early fall.
Because it is inevitable when you date, when you find Mr. or Mrs. Right, Mr. or Miss Right, I should say, that you're going to end up cooking. Or, you know, you're going to say, I want to make you dinner.
Yeah, that's how you impress.
Right? Isn't that how to impress, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, when you bring them together in a sort of a small venue, everybody can meet each other. We actually have games during the cooking time. We drink wine. We have, you know, a lot of fun just cooking and teaching new lessons. And
very cool. So where can we find you again, Jason?
Yes. So shopeatme.com is for the Eat Me. And again, don't forget the shop or else you'll get porn. And then the I'll keep on saying it because we don't want to be confused with the porn site. And then if you want to join that cooking class for the gay men, that is getinthekitchenbitches.com, or our Facebook page is facebook.com/cookingwhilesingle.
Perfect. I was telling you guys the story, and Jason, you know this. My mom, when I initially showed her one of your cookbooks, and she's like, oh, Andrea. And I thought, oh, gosh. Oh my, because some of the names of the recipes are
yeah.
How do I say it? A little provocative, you know, just like the taste of the food. And she said, oh, Andrea. I said, oh, gosh. And she said, I need six of these. I need. So she did. So I'm calling. I'm like, Jason, I need to order six of these cookbooks for my mom's friends
Very
for a little
cool.
Christmas exchange.
Absolutely.
So they
thank
loved
your mom.
It. Yeah,
thank
absolutely. And thank you. So congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you. Let's hopefully we talk next year again and I'm not back at my old job. So that would be great.
There you go. And you found Mr. Great. Right.
Yes. There we go.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you, Jason Balin. And we will be back after this on 720 WGN.